What's going on, you hot dog haberdashery habitual habitators? We're just coming up with all kinds of fun shit today.
I love it.
Well, welcome to Gruntspeak, not so.
Live from the lair!
Decided to start with the butt today just to get you guys in the correct mood.
Yeah, let's do it.
So we're starting with No Filter BS. He says, hey, Pop, I go by the name Insoki Hashibira, and I would love to tell you my journey into the RP. I grew up in a two-parent household with both parents. With me growing up wanting that for myself, where I used to believe in love and all that, sounds good. But my first RP moment was when I was 14.
Ooh, I think I'm young.
That is very young.
Okay.
Me and this girl in my middle school, she hit me. I hit her back.
Listen, I've done that myself.
Yeah, so have I. My mom actually encouraged me to.
No, in the sixth grade, I had to fight this tall black girl that just wanted nothing but to just ruin my life.
Shocker.
And, I mean, in sixth grade, I weighed 65 pounds. This girl was, you know, at least a foot and a half taller than me and probably an additional 60 pounds on me.
Damn.
And it just got to the point, after this has gone on for like 2 weeks, you know, my mother was involved, the school was called, the gym teacher knew it was up and it was still happening.
Damn.
And she whipped a basketball at me and I'm like, that's it. And I just took her to task.
Oh!
She had a 2-to-1 weight advantage over me. But, you know, as a child, I fought like almost every day.
Damn.
And I ripped her apart.
Well, equal rights, equal lefts.
Yeah. And they really couldn't come down on me. I went to the principal's office.
Yeah.
And he's just like, man, she's 2 times the size. And it had brought to their attention. So I handled it myself. I mean, that's what you should do. Never start it, but you fucking finish it.
Exactly. Never start a fight, but always finish
it. That's right. That's how you get respect and keep it.
But after he hit her back, even though she hit him first, he was suspended 20 days.
That's extreme.
A little bit. That's ridiculous. So we're talking school days, 5 days a week. So you're talking a month suspension for hitting a girl who hit him first.
Like when I went to school, a month suspension was, you had to really do some egregious shit.
And this is first offense.
Yeah.
So obviously there's some bias here.
Yeah, there needs to be a lawsuit over that. That's insane.
Well, this is old news, but we'll see where it goes from here.
Yeah.
From there it goes, they had a police officer escort me to the principal where we had to explain both sides.
Typical.
And before I got my word in, her brother, father, and mom all wanted to press charges.
That's typical as well.
Yeah, good luck with that. But nothing came from that. Thank goodness. After the incident, one day I told my pops when he was alive that I don't want kids. My father looked at me surprised, but he understood. Basically, growing up, I had a learning disability, and I found it at the age of 20, and a speech impediment, and later on, major depression, all within my early 20s.
That's a rough decade.
That's a very rough decade.
Yeah, I mean, I found out I had a learning disability at the age of 18 when I was assigned to Fort Lewis for the United States Army active duty.
Yeah.
And they in-processed me through the learning center. Because back then, that was a new thing.
Yep.
And I literally, it changed my life once they told me, you know, what was going on. And then I'm like, wow, I'm not a fucking loser.
Well, think about it. They can't give you a pill to treat dyslexia. So what interest did any doctor or school have in diagnosing your problem? Because you're a man.
Well, there was no attempt at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're a male, therefore, not a single damn shit or fuck will be given.
Yeah, because I went to school mainly in the 70s and, you know, early 80s.
Yep. It wasn't until you joined the military where they have an incentive to make sure you were at peak operating condition that they discovered this.
Yeah, but the thing
there's a red suppository for
it. Yeah, like, literally, I sat down there a week after I in-processed, and the lady worked as a educator in high school for like 25 years before she retired.
Okay.
And she pulls up my essay I had to write, and she's like, did you know you have dyslexia? And I'm like, no, what the hell's that? He goes, huh? You have a problem writing and spelling, and I really can't tell the difference here because there are C's that are E's and P's that are Q's. This is terrible. And she goes, what grade did you get in high school? And I go, I graduated with a 3.51. And she's like, wow, that's amazing. And I'm like, why? It's completely average. She goes, just imagine running the New York Marathon, coming in dead center of the huge pack of 50,000 people who compete in that thing. And then you come across the finish line, and the guy next to you says, why do you have an anchor on your back?
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm not an idiot. I have a legitimate issue. It totally changed my life, lit a fire under my ass, and it's literally been going nonstop ever since.
Yeah, and now you're writing books.
Yeah.
With the help of editors who are, you know, I'm sure.
That are patient.
They're very patient. And if they were Power Rangers, it would be morphine time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm 21% into book four.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. You guys haven't bought those books yet, you're missing out. We're going to have a little cartoon of one of the chapters of the first Jericho Files coming out to you sometime this year.
Yeah.
Hope you guys will enjoy that. I'll just finish up this email here. Deep down, I was kind of getting the Crimson Capsule when I had a hard time making friends. I grew up an introvert. My whole life, and I never wanted to be in a crowd full of people. I was more introverted, and with me discovering MGTOW around 2013, I have to say, it saved me. So I love your content, your stories, and the experiences that save men's lives every day. Thank you, Pop.
You're welcome. Pay it forward.
Yeah.
Share the channel with your male friends, especially the ones that are still dick thinking.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee you 90% of those men are going to walk themselves into their own pit and get ruined or die.
The younger that you can learn these lessons, the more grief you can save yourself down the road. Now, it's all fun and games when you're watching us basically roasting ourselves in these videos because we've made all these mistakes.
Well, most of them.
Yeah. We're passing on wisdom to you, and wisdom is really just the bastard stepchild of stupidity.
But actually,
remember that.
Wisdom is the most valuable asset a man possesses, and more often than not, it was the most expensive because he paid for that wisdom through blood, sweat, and tears.
Yep. And thankfully, pure blood, sweat, and tears.
Amen.
And eight women.
That's gay. Stop it.
But that wraps up this particular email for today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And I want to thank Inosuke Hashibira for sending in this story. We want to hear your stories, guys. Your stories will help other dudes, even if you don't think that they will.
Yeah.
Just if English isn't your first language, let me know so I can approach these ahead of time with greater aplomb.
And here's another challenge. You dudes out there who are, you know, north of 35, all the way up to, you know, 70, 80, if you live that long, you know, keep tabs or check in on some women that, you know, wrecked you in the past and see how their lives have turned out.
Yeah.
Because what I've noticed, a lot of those women that were playing the field and gave me the business, but, you know, by the time I turned 45, their lives were just train wrecks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one was living in a van, you know, by a river. the father that shot at me with a shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
She's got, like, last I heard, like 4 or 5 kids from two or three different dudes.
Ugh.
And the father didn't like me because he wanted her daughter to marry a doctor, which she did. She married a dentist. That lasted about 5 years, typical.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's just a fat, wamalo, single mother.
Yeah. Yep. So we could do a whole stream on that if you guys want to.
Oh, yeah.
If your stories aren't super long or what have you, we can just put a whole compilation together. Check in on your exes and see how well that's going.
Train wrecks of the past is what we should call that.
Yes.
Train wrecks of the past. Put that in the title.
Yep.
And then we'll know.
Train wrecks of the past or ghost of train wrecks past, present, and future.
Yes. That's good. I like it.
But once again, thank you for tuning in. Send us your stories. We really want to hear them because you can be a part of saving another 504 lives. Take it easy.
Take it easy.